Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
Before we go into our message, we're going to sing a song. It's one of our slower songs of Vacation Bible School, but it really ties into today's message as well. So kids, come on up. Five days of Vacation Bible School. 16 kids. Median age of 4.5. This was a young Vacation Bible School. Was it fun? Oh, yes. You'll find that some of the things we're going to review do seem a little on the younger side. Once again, the median age was 4.5. But each day they had a new Bible point. The Bible point was a phrase for them to remember throughout that lesson from each day. And they actually came with Bible buddies, which you'll actually see in the fellowship hall when you come out for coffee hour. Some of them were very interesting. The first one, on day one, I wasn't exactly sure what the animal was until after I was introduced to this animal via their Bible Buddy introduction videos. Did you know that there was a such thing called a frogfish? It's not a frog. It's actually a fish. And I was very surprised, because I was like, what is this? The picture looks so cute when you walk out there. And then you saw it in the video, and you were like, Okay. But his name was Tad. And his point, the Bible point that he was representing, was God is a friend who's real. So, nice job. That was going to be my next point. So, nice job. After all these Bible points, I would say something like this. I'm not going to say it again because now I know they're going to be louder. And they would yell, "Thanks, God." So, we're going to try this one more time, and I'm going to ask you to join on in with this. Are you ready? God is a friend who's real. Okay, as we go on, I'm sure you guys will get louder. Don't worry. But we learn from this day that God is not made up. We learned that God is not an imaginary friend. That God is not pretend. He is real. And he loves every single one of us very, very much. And for closing that day, we realize that it is hard sometimes to trust that God is real, especially for these little kids who they need to see something to believe it. And not being able to see God or touch God can be very hard for them to understand that he is real. But that God still wants to tell us that he's real and he loves us. So how do we show this to kids? Well, during closing, I pulled out my phone and I called one of our crew members that was there. We can't see the call connecting, right? We can't see those sound waves going through the air so that the other phone would ring. But they're real. You can see the call and the response of it. You can see that though you can't fully see the sound waves, you know that they're working. Because that phone rang on the other end. Sound waves are real because the call happened. God is real because you see what he has done. And just like sound waves, we can't see God, but we know he's real because we can hear his loving words from the Bible. The next day, day two, we met a dolphin named Finley. Names are really original, I know. But his Bible point was, God is a friend who loves. God is a friend who loves. And we got to meet our friend Jonah from the Bible. Because though Jonah may have made some wrong choices, God still loved him. And we got to play, actually, with Jacob, who was our worship assistant today. We got to play The Choice is Right, Jonah! We talked about the choices that Jonah made and whether they obeyed God or whether he disobeyed God. So Jonah actually got to walk to three different doors to figure out which choice was right. Door number one was a one-way boat ride to Tarshish, nowhere near Nineveh where he was supposed to be going. So let's check out door number two. Door number two, something was kind of fishy behind that door. You know, behind door number two, there was a big fish to swallow Jonah. And its stomach came complete with half-eaten squid livers, eerie eel heads, and nice and slimy seaweed. Wrong way, wrong option, right? That disobeyed God. You weren't doing the right thing there, Jonah. But it did help him get to door number three. An all-expense paid trip to the city of Nineveh. He finally made the right choice. That was a very interesting day. The kids got very much into that one, especially when the confetti came out for door number three. Then we went on to day three, and we met Fisher, the seal. Now, Fisher had a really great Bible point. They're all great, and this one was very interesting, though, because of how we did the closing activity as well. So the Bible point was, God is a friend we can trust. And what we played in our closing was actually a part of the Bible story. The Bible story that day was how Jesus' friends, the disciples, thought they would sink in a wild and windy sea. It was wavy. They were about to fall out. But Jesus said, no. Why do you think you're going to sink? I got you. Do you trust me? And that was the important question. Will you trust me? do we trust God? Because he is a friend that we can trust. And with our closing, we decide to see what types of things may sink or float. So we're going to play this game. Without the water, Frank, don't worry. We actually had a tub full of water for this activity, and it almost overflowed. BBS is always a tough time for our custodians that week as well. So I'm going to say an item. I want you to put your thumbs up if you think it's going to float. Thumbs down if you think it's going to sink. Kids, no giving away the answers. Okay, an unpeeled orange. It sinks. Wait. No, I take it back. I put it wrong. Thumbs up. It floats. Because the next one is a peeled orange, which sinks. What about a can of diet soda? It's closed. It's full and closed. It floats. What about a can of regular soda? It's also, once again, it is closed and full. Of regular soda, so not diet. That sank. Real fast science lesson here before we get to the last two. There's more soda, and it actually weighs more for the regular can of soda. Diet soda has less sugar, so that's why it floats. Okay, next one, a large stick floats. What about a bowling ball? Everyone seems to know this answer, it sinks. It almost floated, you're right, it did. I was like, oh, that's gonna ruin this lesson. It actually bounced off the bottom of it and it kind of jumped back up. I was like, and then it went back down. I'm like, oh, okay, whew, whew, okay, good. That helps our lesson then. It's one of those things that you never know what God's going to do in the middle of a lesson, let me tell you. But we got to talk about what sinks and what floats and how we need to float. We need to trust God so that we can float and that we're not sinking into the craziness of this world. We then went on to day 4, and we met Waylon, the whale shark, and his Bible point was the most important one that we're actually going to come back to in a few minutes, because that closing activity is the one that we're going to end the sermon with. So for day 5, you're not going to guess the animal by the name. The name was Octavia. The octopus. But what Octavia taught us was that God is a friend for everyone.
Thanks, God.
One more time. More time. God is a friend for everyone. And we talked about how God is for everyone. No matter how small or tall or young or old, what they look like, if they're a friend or not, what they like, what they don't like, he is for everyone. Exactly, exactly. And we played a game at the closing of this one, and it had a lot of jump up and down and turns around and everything else, so I'm not going to ask you to do that, don't worry. Because I'm pretty sure at some point some kids were jumping up and down and almost fell, so we're not going to try that one. But we played a game called God is a Friend 4. And what we did here was that I called out a bunch of categories and instructions, and if they applied to that child or anyone in the room, they were to stand up and do the instructions. So some of the categories were, God is a friend for people who eat cereal. And if you ate cereal, you're to stand up, rub your tummy, and say, yum, yum. God is a friend for people who are dog owners. If you own a dog, you were to put your hands on your head, like ears, and bark. If you drove a car, it was God is a friend for car drivers. And you were to pretend that you were holding a steering wheel going, vroom, vroom. Thankfully, most of our kids didn't do this one. It was the adults. Then we also had, God is a friend for left-handed people. You were to jump up and give someone else a left-handed high five. We had a few in there. It was awesome. And then the last one, God is a friend for everyone, which means if you were everyone, if you were a person in that room, no matter how old, how young you were to jump up, give someone a fist bump, and say, God is my friend. It was awesome. The kids understood the assignment there. They also were loud and rambunctious, because once again, they're about 4.5 years old as a median. But they were excited to know that they could rely on someone, and that it was for everyone. He was for everyone, I shouldn't say it, sorry. But that they could rely on someone, no matter where they were, what they were going through. And no matter where they go in life, that he would be there.
Thank God.
Yes. And we said, you know, some people may not choose to love or follow God, but God is always reaching out. He's reaching out in love to the world. And that's not going to change. Because he doesn't want anyone left out of his family. He's always there reaching out his arm. He's always there saying, I'm here. What are you waiting for? We were so happy to have this week a Vacation Bible School. And as we go back to day 4, I want to just tell you that it was amazing. It was incredible. Because with day 4, or with the closings each day, we had to do a lot of, shh, you need to listen. Shh, pay attention to the front. Can you guys please keep quiet? Because once again, they want to move. They want to jump. They want to run. They want to sing and dance. But day 4 is always a very serious day. Day 4 is when we always talk about Jesus dying on the cross and coming back again. And when we talk to little kids, it's difficult sometimes. Because with that, they still want to jump and run around. But we set the tone. We explain that today is a very serious day. We need to pay attention. I need you to be on your best behavior because we need to be respectful. You need to hear this message. Not a peep came out of these kids. Not a whisper was made during this closing activity. Until the end. at the end, we asked a very important question. And it wasn't one that we were expecting an answer to. It was a question we just wanted them to hear. And it was, do you want Jesus to be your friend forever? We heard some very quiet voices, very serious voices that said, yes. We want Jesus to be our friend forever. And then they got quiet again to finish off the closing activity. It was incredible. And in my opinion, this is the most important lesson that we covered this week. Day 4 was God is a friend forever. Thanks God. So we're actually going to do this closing activity. So I'm going to be pulling some people from the congregation to help me with this as well. Don't worry, you don't have to jump up and down, I promise. Once again, this is a very serious closing. So it looks like Amelia might be getting ready for a nap, so I'm not going to pull her down. Let's see, our youngest person would be Nico, I believe. Nico, can you come on up? Come on up. So I'm going to have you stand right here, please. Nico, over here. This way. So we're going to be making a timeline. That's not going to work. Okay. So Nico, can you hold on to this end right here? So what happens is we're born, right? We're young, we're learning different aspects of life. We are learning not only social cues, we're learning how to read, how to write, our ABCs. We're growing. And then we get a little older. Miss Reagan, can you come on up? Can you hold right here? And then we're in elementary school. And we have learned how to read and write. And we're learning more and more about who God is. And we're excited to learn more. And we're growing. We're still learning. We're always still learning. But we're able to understand a little bit more about who God is. And we're excited to see where we go from here. And then we have Elizabeth. Elizabeth is middle school. You're starting to kind of get accustomed to the world. You're living in the world. And what happens is we're learning more about everything. Not just about the Lord. We're learning about everything there is in the world. But we're still excited to learn more because we want to know more about who God is. We're getting ready to finish up middle school, get ready for high school. And it feels like it's a second, right? So then we have Ian. Ian's going to come on down, and Jacob is going to get ready to come down. As a heads up, they didn't actually know what we were doing today. No, Jacob, you're the Jacob. Nice try. So we then have a freshman in high school who is sitting there and he's getting ready to enter, I call it a new world. High school definitely seems to be a new environment. And we're learning, we're going to Bible studies, we're learning more about who God is, and we're trying to apply it more to our lives as we go through high school. But there's a lot of things in the world that we don't know, that we're not prepared for. And then you have the high school graduate. The high school graduate has now entered the world, no longer in school. Not that tall. There you go. And what he's doing, he's learning more about what's around him. He's learning more about the world. He's entering fully into this world. And he's trying to make sure that he has a guiding light. He's trying to follow and trying to learn and keep his faith. And it's so important. Because then as you get older and older and older, you get closer to death. And that's when our earthly timeline ends. Some people get to this point and they're nervous because their life is ending. But Jesus says, no, 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 I'm a friend forever. Your life doesn't have to end when your earthly body dies. He goes, I'm the connection, and I will go on forever and ever and ever. Your life doesn't have to end. Your earthly life may end. It may be ripped off from this world. But you don't have to die. I am this connection. I am here to say, I'm your friend. Will you accept me as your friend? Will you live by what I am calling you to do? Will you follow the Great Commission? Will you go out and share my message? I am your friend forever. Your life's not going to end. It's going to go on. But the most important question here is, do you want Jesus to be your friend forever? Do you want to live eternally with Jesus in heaven? Or do you want your earthly life to end and die? I can tell that a lot of you are saying, no, no, no. Jesus is my friend forever, and I want him to be my friend forever. I want to live forever with him. And that is what this represents. This timeline may have a beginning, but when you say yes to Jesus, there is no end. And we are so happy that that day we heard yes. We heard yes from at least two or three kids. We actually had the room dark at that point, and just a spotlight on the cross to represent what Jesus did and the blood that was shed for us. And that he says, I offer you a way to live forever. Will you accept me as your friend forever? Thank you very much, guys. You can have a seat. You can put it down. Thank you. That was the most important lesson that these students got this week. And we hope that you also really understood this lesson and really grasped it and loved it as well. As we get ready to close, let's pray. Father, thank you so much that we can come to you and that we can know that you are a friend who's real, that you are a friend who loves, that you are a friend we can trust, a friend forever, and that you are for everyone. Lord, we're so blessed to be a part of your family. And I pray that for those who are still on the fence about if they want you to be their friend forever, that we help them come alongside of you, so that way they can get to know you better. Because personally, I don't think anyone should not know you or want you to be their friend forever. Everyone should want that. So Lord, I pray that today, if anyone is on the fence, that they come and they talk to someone and say, listen, we want to know more about God. We want to know more about who he is, and we want him to be a friend forever, and we can pray with them, Lord. But we pray that this week was also a blessing to the families and these children. And Father, that today's message was a blessing as well. We thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and we can live eternally with you in heaven. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We now have a closing song, and it's actually we're going to bring this back from, I think, last year or 2 years ago. We're going to sing We Believe with the choir. However, the choir is not going to be standing up front. It's a recorded version of We Believe. So I encourage you all to stand up and sing along We Believe.